from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Danny DeCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, a quick little PSA. Mark your calendars if you want to get a head start on holiday shopping, because Amazon's Prime Big Deal Days are set for October 8th and 9th. Expect savings on plenty of things, from seasonal items, home essentials, toys, $5 Halloween costumes, and much more. Save Bambi. That's what some Saddlebrook residents are pushing for. Hundreds have signed a petition to stop the town from enacting a massive deer hunt.
I haven't seen anyone that is really for it. If they are, maybe they're quiet. But I've seen a lot of people pretty against it, because a lot of this town really likes the wildlife that's around.
Officials say the hunt is necessary for public health and safety. Authorities are investigating the mysterious death of a man in Hudson County.
Police in Bayonne got a disturbing 911 call shortly after midnight early Monday morning. The caller said they could hear a man screaming from inside an apartment on Broadway near Linnet Street. According to the Attorney General's office, the man was yelling and begged for medical assistance when police got there. He was taken to the hospital and declared dead later that morning. Authorities haven't yet identified him or said what was wrong. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
And calls to poison control centers about children drinking energy drinks are up 20%. Data shows there were more than 2,800 calls in 2023. Energy drinks contain higher levels of caffeine than soda or coffee and can cause problems for children. Both the FDA and the American Academy of Pediatrics say it's advisable that children and teens avoid the beverages, which in extreme instances can result in cardiac arrest. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. And is tomorrow going to bring back the sun? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5, it's 11:03. Here's fast traffic.
In Atlantic County, we've got flooding, which is closing down Black Horse Pike in both directions between the AC Expressway and a Bayport Drive, so a detour in place there. We also had some emergency work on the Atlantic City Expressway. It looks like that may have been cleared. It was eastbound by exit 28 in Hamilton, so it looks like they got those lanes open. But we do have some construction on the 42 freeway going southbound by Lower Landing Road in Gloucester, and Black Horse Pike in Runnymede, Camden County, with a right lane closure southbound to Clements Bridge Road. That's with a traffic signal down. Also, Haddonfield-Berlin Road is shut in Cherry Hill between Evesham Road and Cranford Road, and that is because of an accident. So everything is detoured. Northbound truck lanes of the Turnpike are closed for construction. The northbound Eastern Spur is closed as well, and the westbound 78 express lanes are closed in Newark. On the Garden State Parkway, they're doing some road work south at 143, and the southbound local lane ramp to Cheesequake service area is closed. Across the Hudson, leaving New Jersey, it looks like we're in decent shape at the George Lincoln and Holland, although the George may be seeing some road work soon. Pulaski Skyway avoided in Jersey City. Construction, go with 78. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 1118, New Jersey, 101.5.
Our Jersey traffic team never sleeps. They're on 24-7 to keep you moving all day and all night long. Fast traffic every 15 minutes. Only on New Jersey, 101.5.
Hey, guys, Bill Spence.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. A lot of clouds around overnight. It will be muggy with a shower or two around. Low temperatures will be in the low to mid 60s. Breezy, warmer, and perhaps a little less humid for Thursday with times of clouds and sunshine. There might be a stray shower at the shore. High temperatures will be in the lower 80s on Thursday. Then clouding back up Thursday night. There could be a little bit of rain toward the coast. Lows between 60 and 65. Mostly cloudy and breezy Friday with little rain around. High temperatures will be in the lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Parsippany, 65. South Plainfield, 69. Manahawkin, 69. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Dennis and Judy Rewind, next.